East Coast Radio traffic.
So for now, on the N3 going towards Pieter Maritzburg, just a stationary truck before the Hammersdale interchange. It is situated in the left lane, so just be mindful of delays due to that. In case you missed it, the earlier accident on the N3 to Durban before the Umlaas Road interchange has since cleared, but now we're currently facing heavy congestion from the roadworks, mainly on the N3 towards Pieter Maritzburg between Shongweni and Cliffdale, as well as some queuing traffic on the N3 between Hilton and Sadara, mainly on the Durban direction. If you are looking for an alternative route, you have the R103 to utilize to get away from all of that commotion. And speaking of the N3, looks like we have a little bit of a traffic volume count that's made its way in from the last hour. So this is from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. So just to give you an idea as to what you can expect in terms of high traffic volumes already at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza, the southbound or the Durban bound has seen a total of 1,288 vehicles in the last hour, whereas if you're travelling on the opposite direction going towards Maritzburg or Johannesburg, a total of 794 vehicles have gone through that toll. Otherwise, at the other tolls, Moy River Toll Plaza, Durban bound, a total of 1,288 as well as on the Johannesburg bound, 794, that's the Moy River Toll Plaza, and the Tugela Toll, the Durban bound, has seen a total of 959, whereas Johannesburg bound has seen a total of 552 vehicles. This is at the Tugela Toll Plaza. So keep that in mind whilst embarking on your long distance journey. It's going to be a bit of a lengthy one, and remember to keep yourself hydrated. It's Buhle for East Coast Radio Traffic.
WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061 792 9495. Trending with Tin Asher.
Time to get into the biggest trends in Mzansi. One man keeps an eye. Hey, Tien Venge, what's good?
Good morning, Carol Afori, KZN. I hope everybody is absolutely fantastic this Friday. I am doing my best as well. Let's get into all of the biggest trends, starting with hashtag Hugo Bruce. So this one's got nothing to do with team selection, nothing to do with tactics. Instead, it's all to do with some recent comments that he made about his player, Mbekelezi Mbogazi, who, okay, to be fair, the controversy started when Mbogazi reported late to a training camp, and then subsequently Hugo Bruce left him out of the next squad. Now, with that in mind, he was defending his stance, our coach, he was defending his stance and said some things that have been interpreted as not only racist, but sexist. He made a racist remark against Mbogazi, and then a potentially sexist remark as well against his agent, questioning her knowledge of football and those kinds of things. So the story has evolved even further because political party, the UDM, has now taken Hugo Bruce to task, and they are hoping to get some action taken against him for his allegedly racist and sexist remarks. Not exactly what Bafana Bafana needs ahead of the AFCON that's coming up in a couple of days, but having said that, it is something that certainly with South Africa's history and South Africa's current social social political environment, we need to take absolutely seriously. Okay, also trending right now, hashtag AGOA, which is the African Growth Opportunity Act. Now, this is an agreement between the United